Looking through the list of closings and delays. Penn Yan schools closed. Pomaro Macedon schools are closed. Canandaigua schools are closed. A lot of two-hour delays mixed in there as well. The full list at 98pxy.com. Good morning and welcome to the Winter Wonderland. Good morning, Whitney Young.
Good morning, Corey.
You made it in.
I did. And
had a little trouble this morning.
Yeah, it was an adventure, to put it nicely.
By the way, how is the snow by you? I want you to check in this morning if you can do so safely. Clip PXY safe text line 69822.
Yes.
Or 222-9800. What's the snow like? How much did you guys get? And where are you checking in from? Because we're getting some of the totals coming through. And you said, how much was in Fairport? Where you come from?
9 inches. Where you come from.
Yes.
9 inches in Parenton.
Got about a foot in Canandaigua. Sodus, a foot. I think those are the highest totals we're seeing so far this morning.
I think Pittsford had 7 inches. Yeah, so those were the highest.
And again, a lot of the schools with the closings and delays, not, you know, centered towards the city. Because it's not too bad once you get onto 490. There's enough cars that have gone through where those expressways at least are kind of clear, sort of. It's still, I mean, again, once we get a lot of cars out there, it's still not going to be a fun commute in.
No, 490 was a little bit dicey. Like once I got closer to the city, it was mm-hmm. a little bit more cleared out, but there was kind of that like layer of white on the roads coming in by like St. John Fisher and further, what is it, east, west?
Yes.
Further west. The further, no, east. The further
you're
east
directionally
you go,
challenged,
the
aren't you?
Further east you go, the snowier the roads are.
Forgive her. She's a little little discombobulated
today. I haven't had my coffee.
Today.
I haven't finished my coffee. Anyway.
So, by the way, also check in this morning if you got stuck in your driveway, because I'm curious how many people have had that happen
like
to
me.
Them. Yeah. I like how you made it not even out of the driveway. It's the best.
Unbelievable.
When you said you were stuck, I imagined you like in a snowbank.
490. Yeah. Something dramatic.
No. But luckily, again, as we covered before, your dad, the hero.
Yeah.
Jumped out to save the day.
Both my mom and my dad, and I would be remiss if I did not mention that my mom was actually the first one out there.
Really?
All right.
They both get the music then.
Yeah, they do. My mom's, Supergirl? Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. Wonder Woman.
Well, I hope that both of your parents, being the heroes that they are wearing great footwear like I am this morning. Whitney's trying to mock me.
Even in times
like these, you're going to go for the mocking of me.
All I'm going to say.
What?
Is
yes,
you can never make fun of my sweet vest again.
Oh, yes,
after
I can.
This. No,
yes, I can.
No, this is so much worse on so many levels.
Okay, I'm gonna say it right now. There's nothing wrong with a man wearing Uggs, okay?
Mugs. You're wearing mugs.
Is that what they call them?
Yes,
mugs?
Male Uggs. You're wearing mugs.
You know, and for years, I was just so wrong. For years, I made fun of Uggs, and I called girls that wore them basic.
Well, you are a basic bitch. We've talked about that. So this is really just everything coming full circle.
See, I thought that until I put a pair of these on my feet. And it's not an endorsement, by the way. This is just, I love these. I got these as a Christmas gift from my fiance, St. Courtney, last year. And they're to keep my toes warm.
Oh my God.
And they're comfortable. It's like
you
walking.
You sound like every 14-year-old
girl.
It's
like walking on clouds. Oh, I wish they made suits out of UGG material because I would wear one. It would be so comfortable and warm.
Well, like, I wanted to get some other male opinions, so I went down the hallway.
You went to those guys?
Well, you know, went down to just talk to the CMF guys really quick.
Yeah, these are the same guys who are like, oh, if you look sad at all, you're not a man. That's their opinion on everything.
But I agree with them. It's a little silly, Corey.
How is it silly? What's silly about it?
They look
My feet are warm. They have good traction. They're good in the snow.
But you could have gotten normal boots. You could have just gotten normal boots. You didn't need to get like the fuzzy insides. And don't even get
it's
me started on
I'm
the
sorry.
Animal cruelty
I'm sorry
that goes into the Uggs.
I'm sorry that I like my feet to be comfortable. I apologize. Because here's what happens. There is a shift that happens when it gets to a certain temperature where
comfort.
Comfort is key. All right. If fashion, I mean, but I got to say, put a picture of my Uggs up on Facebook. Put them on Twitter. Instagram.
I will.
These are stylish too. They're the best of both worlds. St. Courtney.
Style is subjective.
St. Courtney, pick these out personally.
Yeah.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
After all you've done, all you've said about Sweet Vest, I don't want to hear about it.
I mean, my Uggs did get me to work on time.
I don't think it was your Uggs, Corey. I think it was your SUV with a four-wheel drive.
I don't have four-wheel drive. I have all-wheel drive.
Well, you have what?
All-wheel drive.
What do you mean all-wheel drive?
There's a difference.
You have four wheels.
Yeah, it's kind of different.
Oh, for God's sake. Unreal. Yeah, I'm sorry my little compact car wasn't as good as your all-wheel SUV drive.
Some people checking Monster. In on the Clippy XYZF text line.
Yeah, read it. Read that text. Read that text.
Got just over a foot of snow in the outskirts of Naples.
No.
Got stuck in my driveway and on my road.
Not that one.
Our road never got plowed, and they plowed the end of the road in. That's always the worst,
Corey.
By the way. Foot in Seneca Falls. Yeah, what's that?
Read the text.
What about that?
Read the most recent text.
Oh, I don't see it.
That you're avoiding.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Read the one you're avoiding.
I don't. Down Vests. Here in Hornell is 24 to 26
no,
inches.
No.
Chris checking
this
in. Good morning, Chris.
This text.
I don't see
coming
it.
Through.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Vests. Yeah. Greater than, the greater than mm-hmm. symbol.
Yeah.
Uggs. All and right. Uggs is spelled UGH.
All right. How about you just wrap your vest around your feet and then we'll have a race with the snow and see who's faster. 222-9800. Steam PXY.
Not much. I have something to say about the mug. The Uggs.
The male Uggs. Go ahead.
Hey, Corey?
Yeah.
Good choice.
What'd you say?
Good choice. In my opinion, if it's comfortable and it's warm and I like it, it's gender neutral and I don't care what anybody
Hell
says.
Yes, brother. Absolutely. Look, it's 2018, Whitney. We're fighting for gender equality.
Corey, it's not
Here
about
it is. We
not
have
about
reached
gender.
UGG gender
it's,
equality.
It's not about gender.
Yes, it is. You said a man can't wear Uggs. You came out of your damn mouth.
I didn't say a man can't wear Uggs.
Yes, you did.
You said
in this room, men can't wear Uggs.
I did not say men can't wear Uggs.
Unbelievable.
I just said I'm surprised you're wearing them. That's all.
Nope. That's what you said. Attack. A full-on attack.
No,
saying men shouldn't wear Uggs.
No. I'm just surprised you're wearing them.
Why?
I don't know.
Because I'm sensible?
No, you're not sensible.
I don't know. I think this gentleman agrees, and he sounds very sensible.
Well, thank you very much, Corey.
Is this one of your friends that you paid?
No.